Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by womenaboutbiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, ladies. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, February 5th, 2018, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas, guess what, a huge success. Well, ladies, I trust that you had another fabulous weekend and that you took some time to joy pamper yourself, right? Now, I would be the first person to say sometimes it doesn't always work out that way, and I had planned on doing a little bit more joy pampering than I did, but I have so many projects on the plate that I actually found myself really just admitting that I needed to work on several projects to get things cooking, right? But I still did some joy pampering, and one of the things that I had not had a chance to do, which you should do all the time, is I meditated. I literally just got in a quiet place early Saturday morning. I sat down, and I meditated for a few minutes there, and it just felt good, the silence, the quiet. I tried to brain dump as much as I could, get things out of my mind, take those deep breaths, and just literally meditate. And then I found myself just praying and being grateful for all that I had, and also praying and asking God to give me the courage, to give me the strength to use the talents that he has already given me to be a very successful businesswoman. And guess what? You have the same talent and the potential to be great, to create a six-figure income, a seven-figure income. You know, that's the beautiful thing about being in a society where there is enterprise, and that is the sky is the limit. And so we have to ask ourselves often, are we actually taking advantage of the free enterprise system that we actually have in the United States, which is so very, very important for us to realize that we have one of the greatest business systems, free enterprise systems in the world. And we are privileged and we should be grateful that the sky is the limit for us. What it requires of us is structure, time, the right systems, the right information, and our willingness to be extremely committed to seeing it through. That's literally what it takes. And that, my friends, is even more valuable than money itself. Now, we're going to have a short show today, about 30 minutes, but it's going to be power-packed with a lot of wonderful information. And so I want you ladies to go ahead and get your pen and notepad out, because I'm going to be coming right out of the gate with some good information. Now, you know, I've been keeping you up to date with Facebook because everybody has been blazing on the buzz lines on social networks, talking about all of the new changes and the different things that are going on Facebook. But guess what? We knew that these changes were coming for a long time. I know it at Successful Woman Radio, I had been mentioning that Facebook was going to be doing some changes over almost a year ago. I know it was the middle of 2017 that I started letting you know, because I try my very best to follow all of the press releases and news and different things happening in the world of social media, because that is now the official mainstream way to market your small business. So I have to keep in the know on all of that for you guys, for my clients, and for myself, right? So one of the things that I mentioned last week is that Facebook has finally lived up to its word of cutting out, letting people see any business announcements or business-related posts or heavy sales posts from your personal page. Now, you have the freedom of speech, so they're not going to stop you from posting it on your personal page, and so you might see it, but that doesn't mean that it has gone out amongst your followers and the people that are your friends on your personal page. They're not going to see it in their news feed, okay? And it's happening more and more. Start paying attention to the type of posts that you're seeing in your news feed, okay? Now, if you see posts related to business, it's probably going to be more sponsored posts, meaning people are paying for you to see those posts, right? But pay attention and notice that you're going to start seeing less and less business-type posts coming from friends, people that you're friends with on Facebook. And I find that very, very interesting, right? So here are some new things that you need to know that's still a little bit of a workaround when it comes to your personal page. So what I found out is that video reigns supreme with Facebook, right? So they don't necessarily have people to review every single video that's going out on Facebook as far as, okay, is this business, is this non-business, is this whatever. But they do require you to put keywords and a title and to tell what that video is about if you do a Facebook Live. So with that said, they do have an algorithm checking to see if it's more business related. So you're going to have to get really creative with the title and the description. However, let me say that I think if you put videos out on your personal page and you talk a little bit about what you have to offer, what have you, I think that it will pass with flying colors and go to your news feed. And probably almost all of your friends would see it, right? Because in a video, a live Facebook video, you need to talk in a conversational manner. You need to be less salesperson and more about authenticity and relationship and, everyday conversation, right? So, for example, if you owned a gift basket business, right, you could come on and you could say, hey, my name is Sherry, and I own Sherry's Gift Baskets. You guys know over the years you've seen me post some crazy fun pictures of different gift baskets I did. And I recently learned about a new product that I'm so excited about. It is an aromatherapy product. And the reason why I'm excited about it is because a lot of people are saying that they actually are getting results with it. And I'm talking about something that you all have probably heard about on Dr. Oz called Dr. Teal's bath salt. Well, the base of it, of course, is Epsom salt mixed with a different blend of aromatherapy oils. So you can start talking like that, and it becomes interesting, and people start listening to you, and then you can do an, oh, by the way, don't forget to check out my website, sherrysgiftbaskets.com, and I hope to talk with you guys soon. Or, you know, there's all kinds of things that you can do. You can even engage the people that are listening to your video by saying, hey, if you guys are needing ideas for Valentine's Day and you might be making the gift basket yourself and you want ideas of what you can put in it, just go ahead and post that right now and I'll give you some ideas. Tell me if it's for a male or a female or if it's for a corporate or an office, and I'll give you guys some good ideas about what can go in a gift basket. And if we have time, I might even put a quick gift basket together for you so you can see how fun it is to do. So you can do those types of things, right? And on your personal page, and you may discover that it is not going to be hidden. It is going to be shown. So you just have to be creative and figure out other things that you can do. So that is why I said video reigns supreme on Facebook. So they are going to show that video, okay? Very, very important. Well, enough about that. I'm excited to talk to you about our theme for the month of February, right? Now, I thought long and hard, and, you know, we've just come out of January and talking about implementation, and we're actually going to be talking about change. The word change is our word for the whole year, but we're going to be talking about how to make swift and immediate changes in your business for the better, and we're going to be talking about implementation all year long. It is very important to talk about implementation because I think that that is where us as women have a weak spot many times because we try to do everything ourselves, and at the end of the day, there is no way we're going to be able to do all of the work that we have to get done by ourselves, and as a result, we have problems with implementing, not because we don't know how or want to, but because there's just not enough time, and we've got to learn how to better manage and how to create systems that are going to assist us with better implementation. Well, with that said, here it is. We are in February the 5th, I might add, and this month is going to roll by so fast, right? It's going to roll by fast because it's only 28 days, and here we are on the 5th with 23 days left. So if you feel like a speeding train is you're on a speeding train, you I understand, I identify with you, because before we know it, we'll be in March and the third quarter will be over. So we've got to really, as CEOs of our business, we've got to really pick up the pace, and we've got to really be focused and structured about what it is that we want. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you the February theme, which is going to be a passion for follow-up, a passion for follow-up. You see, it is the follow-up that really solidifies all of your success. Your ability to follow up allows you to have leads that you will bring all the way through the prospecting process until you're able to close the sale. And you can't close the sale, right, until you follow up with the prospect, follow up with the lead. But what you must understand is that there are a lot of different follow-up systems that have to actually be created. The beautiful thing about follow-up today in this 21st century is that a lot of your follow-up systems can be automated, right? And so we really, as entrepreneurs, many of us solo entrepreneurs, we really need to get in the habit that when we develop a system, a structure, a strategy for how something should be done from beginning to end, that we carry it all the way through by figuring out how we're going to automate that piece of the puzzle, right? How are we going to automate that follow-up system? And this is why it's so important that you have your automated tools in place. So we will continue also this month to talk about automation tools and how important that is. And I'm going to be sharing with you today a couple of new tools that I use that I've switched to. Called MailerLite. That is an email service that's pretty good. I really like it. It's very simple, but yet it gives you all the statistics, and a couple of others that I'll be sharing with you today. So, again, definitely want to get out your pen and your notepad, and you want to be prepared and ready to definitely take notes. I'm not going to forget to also give you the 5 questions to generate cash in 2018. I'm going to quickly read you a short excerpt from the book, Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits by Joyce Meyer, our book club book of the month. Did you get your copy yet? If not, you need to go ahead and get your copy of this book. I'm telling you, it can change your life, because habits, especially ingrained habits that are really working against us and not for us, really need to be eliminated so that this year we can have our breakthrough. This is the year that we really need to take action. And for those of you who are listening to me live, or perhaps you might even listen to the previous broadcast of this particular show, you know, I want you to know and understand that you are not by yourself when it comes to having a deep-rooted desire to be a successful woman in your own right. You have that right. You have that ability. You have those talents and those potential. But what we've got to do this year is really work on you being the CEO and the leader of your company. And that's going to require you to have a paradigm shift, a complete shift or turnaround. Now, I first learned about having paradigm shift, I must admit, from the book of 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, right? Another great book that you should definitely have in your success library. But what you're going to need is a paradigm shift, which means that you can no longer do what you were doing last year and expecting different results this year is just not going to happen. So you've got to be willing to change, to do a 360 and completely change what you were doing last year. The things that were not working, they have to be tossed out of the window. That is for sure, right? And so you've got to be ready. You've got to be ready in season and out of season. You've got to be ready to make the necessary changes. And, ladies, I'm going to tell you, it really starts with your habits and your mindset, which is why this book is so very, very important, right? And then, of course, I'll go right into our topic of passion for follow-up, and I will start by sharing with you the importance of a follow-up system and some of the things that you need to have in your follow-up system in order to start seeing the results that you need. So we've got a packed show in this short period of time, and hopefully, again, you have your notepad out and you are ready to roll with getting useful information that you can actually put to use. So right now what we're going to do is I want to just quickly, I see that we have a lot of people on the call today. Wonderful. Welcome, welcome to Successful Woman Radio. I'm so excited that so many people are on the show today. I want to go ahead, for those of you that are new to the show, and just let you know who we are and what Successful Woman Radio is indeed all about. You see, we're about providing you, the businesswoman, with a positive environment where you can be motivated, encouraged, and inspired to create a successful life, generating the income that you desire. Now, for me, that's six figures and above, and you might be shaking your head saying, Trina, girl, for me, it's six figures and above as well. All right, then we are in the six-figure club. I love six figures, right, because it's going to lead us to the seven. So make sure you mark your calendar every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern and be empowered with information that you will be able to put to use in your business right away, okay? Now, I want to say we are doing a little bit of changing at Women About Biz. A lot of you have announced it before, but we are switching over the actual domain extension from a .com to a .net. And I explained that, I think, like in the first show of January or the second week of January, so you might want to go back and listen to that because it's a learning lesson for us all. But anyway, womenaboutbiz.net is now our official website. We are moving everything over, but it is still functional. You can still go on there and read some good information in our blog and on our channels. So you're welcome to go on over to womenaboutbiz.net and start reading there. We should, I had hoped that we would have our membership component up because we have so many, we have a huge list of people that want to join our membership. And so we have had some hiccups. And that's not unusual when you're talking about moving from one platform to the other, no matter how prepared you are. But we are overcoming it as I speak, and I pray that the membership component will be up by weekend, and then we'll be able to, on the next show, to have a special membership launch just for you, the Successful Woman Radio listener. So you can go over to womenaboutbiz.net, and you can click on podcast, and there is the entire page for Successful Woman Radio, and you can listen to all the previous broadcasted shows in the right-hand column. It's right there for you. Now, if you go to successfulwomanradio.com, that will still take you to the main website of the radio show, but we will be bringing all of that over as well to womenaboutbiz.net. So I'm excited about all of the changes, but I also know that I don't want to confuse anyone, want to make sure we're keeping you up to date with what's going on tech-wise with Women About Biz so you won't be confused and saying, wait a minute, why do they have two of the same websites? What's going on? So again, we are officially moving and changing our domain extension from the .com to the .net. Both are up at this time, but I would use the .net, which is now the official website. I hope you guys like our new colors. I hope you like our our new logo. We've got a new attitude at Women About Biz, and I'm very, very excited with all of the new things that are going on. I want to go ahead and move right into the five questions to generate cash in 2018. Here is number one. What must I do to achieve my sales goals this week or month? Now, as you know, this is a really, really important question here because you as the CEO of your business should be focused on your sales goals. And I have had multiple people to email me just last week saying, you know what, Trina, you're absolutely right. I realize now that that's been my problem is that I'm never focused on the money. I'm not focused on the sales. Well, listen, girl, I am here to tell you. I know that's the problem with almost all of us, right? When we don't keep our eyes on the prize, which is the money, we start, like an octopus, reaching out for everything, doing everything, and really forget about what it is. That if my goal was $1,500 by Friday, then I should have already figured out how many clients that is at the average cost of my product or service, right? And how many clients I need to connect with, and I should already kind of have my campaigns ready to go. But it's very, very difficult to do that when you are trying to do everything in the week that you are trying to accomplish the goals, right? And so as the CEO of your business, you know, you've got to plan a quarter ahead of time, right? And really it all stems from you doing an annual strategy. So there's no time like now to play catch up and to get ourselves going. You know, don't try to come up with some elaborate sales plan today and try to put it in action tomorrow unless you've got a huge sales team that each have a piece of the pie of the system that they are working on for you. Otherwise, you're going to stumble, you're going to fall, and it's not going to come out like you would like it. What you need to use your time for this month, if you don't feel confident that you're really ready to push out your services and your products, if you really need to be working on your strategy and your system of how you're going to market your business effectively and putting your automation in place so that you do not have to work as hard. I'm telling you, once you get this automation piece, you will begin to really understand and have a lot of aha moments. A lot of you that are listening today, let me tell you something. Many of you are on point with what needs to be done for your business, but you might have it out of order, or you may have the automation piece missing completely, right? And you have been wondering for months or years, why is it that you can't get to a certain place in your business? So I want you to take this down. It's number one, it's because of leadership, right? You know, you just got to admit it. I do. I admit all the time, hey, my leadership skills weren't up to par this week or last week or whenever. And then if it is a system, you don't have your system in place, and then automation. You have not automated, so you don't have to work as hard, right? So those three things are very, very important. So let me go ahead and quickly get back to these five questions. So I just talked to you about the question, what must I do to achieve my sales goals this week? Here's the next. Am I consistent in implementing my marketing system to attract new leads, right? Okay, there we go again with implementation. Are you consistently implementing your marketing system? So to consistently do anything, it means that you have to have it ready to roll, ready to go, and that a lot of it has been automated already so that you're not working harder, you're working smarter. Here's number three. Have I identified a minimum of three new people to talk with daily about the benefits of using my services or products? So let me slow it down on this one right quick because I did have quite a few people ask me questions here. Okay, so of course I'm still getting the questions, well, Trina, where am I finding all these people from? And then I'm also getting the question, well, it's kind of difficult to come up with three new people every day. So let me clarify some things for you, right? Okay. The first thing is that when you identify these three new people to talk to daily, you're not every day trying to come up with those three new people. Really, this is something that has to be planned out ahead of time. So here we go again with ahead of time planning. So if you know that you're going to need three new people to talk with daily, that's 15 people if you do it Monday through Friday. So what you need to do then is maybe every Monday or every Tuesday or what have you, really need to do it early in the week. You're going to go on your social media platforms and you're going to find three new people for each day of the week that you need to talk to. Now, included in your list can also be individuals that you have just met at a networking event from the previous week, right? Because you need to be attending two networking events on a weekly basis, right? Now, I could say, okay, one, or I could say, I know you don't have enough time, but I'm assuming that all of the women that are listening to this show are go-getters and are really serious about generating that six-figure income so we can go ahead and move on to planning for mid-six figures, upper six figures, on to the seven figure, right? I'm assuming that you're ready to fully step into your leadership role as the entrepreneur ambassador of your business. And if that's the case, a minimum of two networking events on a weekly basis. Now, I do have a client that's going to a networking event 4 days a week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and she goes to a breakfast meeting and then three evening meetings. So, and she shared with me, hey, I'm trying to extend my contact database. I'm trying to improve my networking skills. And guess what she tells me? It is working for her. How awesome is that, huh? So one of the things that I want you to do as it pertains to networking and getting yourself out there, I want to remind you that we have a really good channel at Women About Biz entitled Savvy Networking Woman. And if you go to womenaboutbiz.net and up in the top menu bar, hold your mouse over channels and then select Savvy Networking Woman. We've got some really good articles there to start you off with. Make sure you read The Truth About Networking, Three Techniques That Work. Okay. Make sure you read Business Women Networking Online. Some good tips for you in that one for sure. You know, and then of course we've got some networking terms for the savvy businesswoman that you might not have been familiar with. Okay, but we're going to be adding a lot more courses about networking. We're going to be helping you to create your networking system with our course entitled Networking 101. So stay tuned, because if you visit the Savvy Networking Woman site, the page on the Women About Biz site, you're going to be able to keep up with what's going on over in that particular channel, okay? So very, very important. Here's number four of five questions to generate cash in 2018. What are the business goals that I need to accomplish this week? Again, here's one of those ahead of time planning things, right? You should automatically know what goals, like the back of your hand, you should know the goals that you want to accomplish by every Friday. Fridays are pivotal because it allows us to measure and hold ourselves accountable. And last but not least, number five is, what must I change about my leadership to move my business forward? And this is where a lot of women need a paradigm shift. The paradigm shift means that you are turning away from your old ways and embracing and adopting new ways to move forward in the light and be more successful. You're ready to take that chance. You're ready for that risk. You're ready to make the change, right? And so, again, I want to encourage all of you, okay, to remember that you have the power to create your streams of abundance, and it all begins with you taking swift and immediate action, right? And the only way that you're going to do that is just do it, ladies. You just got to do it. That's really what it requires of you, is to move forward. As a side note, I was just talking to another client on last week, And we were talking about procrastination. We were talking about why is it that women have such a hard time in moving forward and just doing things when we know what it is that we want in our hearts. And, again, I think the simple answer is that it's because we think we're supposed to be doing everything and helping everybody, and we always have a tendency to put ourselves last. I mean, if you're shaking your head in agreement right now, then you're right on the money with me, because that's what happens. We often put ourselves last, right? But it's time to really, really put ourselves first and make some things happen for ourselves in 2018. And the only way that we're going to be able to do that is to have a paradigm shift and embrace some better habits. Now, with that said, I want to go ahead and read to you a short excerpt from the book Make Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits by Joyce Meyer. I admire her. She is a minister in the Word of God, but she also is a motivational speaker. And, you know, Joyce is just one of those people that shoots straight from the hip. She's a tell-it-like-it-is woman. She's very practical. She speaks in simple phrases and terms. And, you know, look her up on cable and maybe watch some of her shows, because I always get inspired every time I listen to her. Part of the book, she says, what provokes you? Okay? What provokes you? She says, examine yourself and learn what provokes you to do the behavior you want to be free from. Does stress or some other negative emotion cause you to turn to your bad habit? Do you do it when you are bored? Do you do it when you are lonely? Do you do it every morning? For example, you might never be tempted to eat ice cream and popcorn at 10 a.m., but you are tempted to do it every evening when you watch television. Is your bad habit connected to some other activity that you do? She says, my daughter Laura loves Diet Pepsi. For the most part, she has stopped drinking it, but I have noticed that when she's frustrated or extremely tired, that she says emphatically, today I am having a Diet Pepsi. You see, it's her comfort food. Drinking an occasional Diet Pepsi may not be a problem, but if your habit is to gamble or take drugs when you feel frustrated or stressed, then it is a more urgent matter. Ask God to show you if there is a connection between your habit and other things. Sometimes understanding why we do something is the doorway to freedom. See if you can find a pattern, and if you do, it may help you avoid the habit by avoiding the thing that triggers it. At the very least, understanding the connection may help you be more prepared to resist the temptation. If you tend to overeat when you're bored, you can either not let yourself get bored, or you can find another healthier habit to fill your time than eating excessively. If you shop when you're unhappy as a way of comforting yourself emotionally, then recognizing the pattern can help you find a more biblical way of dealing with your unhappiness. She says next, she wants to talk about focus. She says, I already mentioned that it is best to work on one habit at a time, but I need to stress that point. We are all tempted to try to fix everything that is wrong with us overnight. It's impossible. Any bad habit you have were developed one at a time, and they will be broken one at a time. She says, focus is vital. It allows us to direct all of our energies and power towards one thing rather than divide them up between several things. Impatience urges us to conquer them all, but success comes through faith and patience. Let's say you have located three bad habits that you seriously want to be free from. If each one takes only 30 days, then in 90 days you will be free from them all, or at least well on your way. Remember, habits are formed through repetition, and they will be broken through repetition. If we repeatedly do a thing, it soon becomes part of who we are and is done unconsciously as a habit. If we repeatedly do not a thing, then it will fade away, and at some point it will no longer be part of who we are. People who are overweight need to focus on what they are eating. I have noticed that people who overeat tend to eat mindlessly. If they walk past a fellow employee's desk and a dish of candy is sitting there for all to share, they will pop one in their mouth unconsciously out of habit. I was overweight in my teenage and young adult years, and since then I have developed many good eating habits, one of which is to never eat anything without realizing what I'm eating and approximately how many calories it has. I can eat anything if I really want it, but I have to realize I ate it and take it into account within the rest of what I will eat that day. Most people who are overweight eat many things throughout the day that they don't even remember eating at all. Then they just don't eat enough to weigh as much as they do. If you have a problem in this area, then I suggest that you write down everything you put in your mouth for about a week. That may give you a reality check. It's easy for us to deceive ourselves unless we take the time to truly pay attention to what we are doing. Well, I know that I have recognized my eating habits a long time ago, and I agree with her that if you don't think you're eating a lot but you're gaining a lot of weight, an eating diary will help you come to reality real quick, because sometimes it may not be how much you're eating, but it might be the caloric content of each of the things that you did eat, right? So you need to be careful of that. I mean, for example, one Burger King Whopper is over 1,000 calories, right? So you're thinking, all I had was Whopper today. Well, that one Whopper was over 1,000 calories, and that was about half of the calorie intake that you should have for the entire day. So those are the types of things that she is actually talking about. So we're going to continue to read this book pretty much for the quarter, because the book is so good, and I want to slow down. I'm also going to be creating some worksheets out of some of the questions at the end of the chapters as a companion with this particular book, so that you can delve a little bit more into breaking those habits. Because trust me, it is the habits that's holding us all back from being more successful. And I know what I'm talking about. Been there, done that. One thing you can rest assured of is that as your coach, I am never going to share anything with you as far as recommending something that I haven't gone through or tried myself. That's just not who I am. And one of the things that I pride myself on, because I wasn't always comfortable with being transparent and sharing things about myself, but as I got older, God eliminated that part of me and opened me up to share. And I can tell you that I pride myself in being willing to share and bless the lives of others so that they can learn from my mistakes so they don't have to go down the same road. And I have such a passion, because I made many mistakes in business, I have such a passion for helping you to move forward with your business. Ladies, I want to remind you, because our Power Talk appointments are packing up, and we may very well have to close off any more free Power Talks for first quarter. So what I recommend that you do is that if you have not had at least one free Power Talk, because we only give out one free Power Talk per businesswoman per year. And so if you have not had your free Power Talk this year, and you need to discuss some challenges, talk about your marketing strategies, look at ways to move past some of the habits that are holding you back, then you need to go ahead and go to womenaboutbiz.net. Okay, and schedule your Power Talk. All you need to do is click on blog in the top menu bar, and once you get on the blog page, you'll see the Power Talk invitation right there to go ahead and just get it scheduled, okay? Very, very important. And I think if you want a direct web link, it is womenaboutbiz.net/power-talk. Okay, I think that is the direct link to the registration page. So, again, we are running out of space for first quarter Power Talks, and I want to make sure that my Successful Woman Radio listeners are taking advantage of the resources that are being given to you here first. So make sure that you schedule your Power Talk today or tomorrow at the latest, because we very well may have to close out the free Power Talk system for the rest of this quarter, because we might already be booked up, okay? I'm going to go ahead right now and go right into our hot topic. As you know, our theme for all this month of February is a passion a passion for follow-up. And, of course, it's Valentine's Day and the month of love. You know, that word passion comes to mind because we need to be passionate, just not about our love life, but we need to be passionate and have a zest for all that we do, right? And one of the things that is so very, very important is following up with our clients, following up with our prospects, so very, very important, right? So today what I want to do is just kind of set the foundation for the rest of this month as we go on and we talk about follow-up. And know that we're going to have some companion webinars during the month of February as we talk about a passion for follow-up. So let me just start with saying that, you know, passing out a brochure or a flyer and the clients or opportunities will come is definitely not the mindset of a savvy businesswoman, a businesswoman who's in the know, right? You know, we all wish that it was the case, but it's just not. We can't just pass out brochures or hand out business cards and to everyone in a networking event or put flyers on cars or post flyers up all over town and think that that's the only thing that's going to actually generate some leads for me, right? No, we can't do that. But we need to have a better follow-up system. We need to have a system of generating leads and of knowing how we're going to follow up and work those leads once they come through. So first we must understand, you know, what follow-up really, really is. Okay, what does follow-up mean? Okay, so let's go ahead and answer that as it pertains to our topic today, a passion for follow-up. So follow-up is the system or process that we use to reconnect with a prospect or a customer client that we have previously serviced or that we would like them to become our client. So again, follow-up is a system or process that we use to reconnect, meaning that we have already had initial contact with that individual. So we are reconnecting, okay? So it's a process or a system to reconnect with a prospect or a customer or client, okay? And we can also follow up with other processes as well, but it really boils down to either they're going to be a prospect or they are a customer or client, right? Very, very important. So with that said, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever attended networking meetings, passed out information, and made contact with someone that you promised you would call or send information to, but you didn't? Now, if you were honest and your answer was yes, okay, I want you to know you're not alone. Yours truly has did that on a few occasions, and I'm not proud of that. You know, we all mean well when networking with others and sharing information about our business. The problem is that we don't think about the task associated with having to provide that information to the person we promised. It's especially overwhelming if you don't have any of the needed information prepared and ready to email or fax out. Very, very important, right? And so the follow-up process is essential. It is not a choice of whether you want to follow up or not. And I'm going to let you know right now, I've seen some strange things happening amongst businesswomen. I've heard some odd comments that made me do a second look or double take. Like, why would you say that? So I've heard people say stuff like, I've already sent the information to them once, and if they don't want to come to my event, they don't have to come to my event. It's almost like these businesswomen are getting extremely angry instead of realizing that follow-up is in the hands of the person who is hosting the event or wanting the customer or the client or wanting to convert the prospect, right? So I find that happens more times than none a lot with women. You know, well, I'm not going to give any of my free services away, you know, because I'm tired of giving free services away and I'm not making any money. Well, that is the wrong way, the wrong attitude to have. And, you know, I really think in many ways we just got to get over ourselves. I know I've already gotten over myself. I've taken myself through that path, and I've had my paradigm shift quite a few years ago about being cocky and thinking that it's all about me. So I'm going to say this one time today, and then I might say it once every Monday for the rest of this month, and that is, you are not all about your business, and your business is not all about you, okay? It's not all about you, honey. It's about the customer. It's about the client, because they make or break your business, okay? So make sure that you don't have a cocky attitude about follow-up. Make sure you don't find yourself getting angry or upset because you've called somebody three times and they're not calling you back. Okay? It takes approximately, I would say sometimes, not all the time, but it takes sometimes 10 to 14 touches of an individual, a combination of sending out handwritten notes, calling, leaving voicemails, or what have you. It takes sometimes a while to reach out to people, but I can assure you that most of the time they are not calling you or reaching back out to you on purpose. It's that we live in the 21st century where life itself is extremely busy, which is why you have to have an automated system and why you have to get things done in an expedient manner so that you can follow right up with people right away and give them what they're asking for, because if you don't, they're going to go look somewhere else. And I know that to be the truth because I go look other places, and so do you, right? So we have to make sure that we have the right attitude when it comes to following up and when it comes to creating a process that we can better close our prospects and that we can better service our customers and our clients. So let's take a look at the follow-up tools that are essential for every businesswoman to have, right? Okay. So the first thing is to know your management style, strengths, and skills you contribute to growing a company or meeting the company vision, okay? This is going to be important. You need to know what your strengths are. You need to know what your skills are. The next is to know the benefits of your products or services. Don't confuse the client by having conflicting services or products or too much of something for them to choose from. You want to always make sure that you just have, you know, one, two, no more than three services that you present to your customer. You really want to stick with one, because as they get to know you, or if they are a prospect and they get to know you, you can then present other services or businesses that you have. You want to make sure that you have your marketing materials in place and ready to go. You want to make sure that you have also a mobile marketing kit ready to roll. And by that mobile, I mean you want to take a snapshot of your business card, because, you know, in this day and time, and this is a really good idea, in this day and time, the phrase, "I don't have any business cards right now, can I get you one later," is out of the window. It's just unprofessional, and there is no excuse, okay? So here's what you need to do. Take a snapshot of your business card, and if you don't have any business cards, have a designer on Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R, have a designer on Fiverr. It might only cost you $5-$10, to design a business card and send you the digital image of it, and then store that digital image in your phone, because 90% of the time when you are talking to someone at a networking event or anywhere else, 90% of the time they have a telephone. And if they ask you for your business card and you don't have one, you can say, well, you know what, I have a digital business card. Give me your cell phone number and I'll shoot it to you right away. And you can send it to them. It'll be right there in their picture file. And all they have to do is click on pictures and they'll see your digital card, okay? Very, very important. And then a lot of people have digital card apps on their phones, so when you shoot them a digital card, they can store it in their digital app. And they even have apps like with Google and with Facebook and LinkedIn and others that will go out and find the individual for you and friend them, right, and store the card. So, again, you definitely want to make sure that you have your mobile marketing materials in place. If you have a brochure, have a PDF brochure on your phone ready to mail out and send to them minutes after you have talked to them. You talk about impressing someone and getting something to someone right away, that your mobile marketing materials are going to become indispensable to you. The same goes for flyers or postcards or anything else that you feel you want to have available and ready to shoot via mobile phone to your customers or prospects. You will be able to do it if you have it all together beforehand, okay? You want to make sure that you have a professional voicemail. And, you know, one of the things that I say on my voicemail is that you've reached my voicemail. Please leave your name, phone number, and the best term, your call. Because if they leave the best time for me to return their call, then I am going to make extra sure, okay, I am going to make extra sure that I get it to them. Very, very important. You definitely want to make sure you have an autoresponder. Now, it used to be that AWeber reigned supreme when it came to autoresponders, right? And they still do in many ways. You can use AWeber. However, if you have a mailing service that you're already using, like Constant Contact, GetResponse, MailChimp, they all have autoresponder features embedded in their apps as well as their desktop versions as well. So you may want to check that out, okay? That gives you the ability to set up automatic email responses to inquiries and new signups directly from your website, okay? You also want to make sure that you have your time management system in place. And I tell you, I could give you the name of a lot of time management systems, but I'm just going to give you one, and that is Google Calendar. It has not failed me yet. Now, if you are a coach or you provide some type of service like your hairstylist or a massage therapist or you know, you provide some type of service where you people-oriented, they have to talk with you, and you in order for you to provide that service, or they need an appointment, then I highly recommend Visita, VCITA.com. Visita.com, just an awesome service. I use that on my Women About Biz website to schedule power talk sessions, to schedule regular appointments, my group coaching sessions. So I definitely recommend that you consider Visita for your appointments and calendar if you do a lot of heavy appointment setting. Otherwise, I recommend that you have a Google Calendar in which you can also integrate Visita with your Google Calendar, and they can share information back and forth with each other. But, you know, Google Calendar is free, but it is probably one of the most efficient and best calendars out there. And recently, Google has done some upgrades as well. So for those of you that know me, you know I'm a Google girl, right? I use Google Calendar, Google Docs, Google Sheets, Google Slides, Google Forms. I use Google everything, and it has worked for me beautifully. Okay, you definitely want to make sure that you have a contact database. If you're on a budget and you don't have an email system like MailChimp or Constant Contact or GetResponse, then Google Forms is a good way to manage your database, right? Very, very important for you to take a look at that. And then you definitely want to have a weekly accountability worksheet that you've created and customized just for yourself. The most used items are the most things that you need to follow up with on a weekly basis. You want to make sure that you're constantly having a watchful eye on that. Well, that's all I have for right now. We're going to continue to talk about on next Monday, looking at the tools that you need for follow-up. And we've got some exciting topics that we're covering all this month and teleclasses that we're going to be doing at Women About Biz when it comes to having a passion for follow-up. I truly hope you have enjoyed today's show. I want to remind you that you share Successful Woman Radio with someone that you know is looking to start or grow their business, and they want to earn a six-figure income too and need processes and systems that people that they know that work, that someone has shared with them that works. And that's exactly what I do right here on Successful Woman Radio. So definitely want to mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 noon Eastern. And also I want to remind you to get your Power Talk scheduled. Simply go over to womenaboutbiz.net, okay? And then when you click on the blog, you will automatically see the Power Talk information there. And all you need to do is just click on the link to schedule now. I'm looking at the blog, and it's right there. It says free coaching session just for you. Go ahead and get that scheduled today or tomorrow, because we are closing it out for the quarter, I believe, because we are booked up for free sessions. So again, fair warning, you heard it here first on Successful Woman Radio. Ladies, it's been a pleasure to share with you today. And again, I want to thank you so much for being a loyal listener to Successful Woman Radio and for sharing it with so many people. I see that we have a packed board today on the show, and I want to thank all of our new listeners. And by the way, don't forget, we are also on iTunes. So if you have an iPhone, you can go to iTunes and look up Successful Woman Radio, three separate words. It'll come up and mark that as your favorite, and you'll get notifications every time a new show is uploaded, which normally happens about 20, 30 minutes after each new show. So definitely check that out. Android, all of our Android phone users, don't worry. We've got something good coming up for you now. Don't worry. We've got a solution, okay? Very, very important. In the meantime, if you have Android, you can go to Stitcher and download the Stitcher app, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. Again, that's S-T as in Tom, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.com. Go to Stitcher.com, look up Successful Woman Radio, three separate words, and then mark that as your favorite on your Stitcher app, and, of course, it will be there for your listening pleasure. As always, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show today. I look forward to empowering you with the tools to succeed. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.